This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Ready to kick off the special talk radio town hall this week with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We'll do that shortly. We're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, wishing Mike best wishes. You may have heard there was a bit of an assault. I'm absolutely amazed with the security that Mike has around him that he was able. It was, you know, anybody was able to actually do that, but apparently he was. Did you see Chris? It was in the hotel lobby or something, or I haven't seen all the details yet. But
From everything that I've heard, he was attacked in the hotel lobby.
Wow. Well, here's the thing: we want to help Mike out, myself and us out. He's the warrior on the election fraud, and probably $30 million plus spent so far. Go to MyPillow.com. All you need to know is the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Enter the promo code SCOTT at checkout. You get 30% off minimum. Okay, minimum. Right now, the MyPillow Premium's lowest price ever at $29.98 with the promo code. The robes, the bath towels, the slippers, the pillow, the sheet sets, amazing. And, of course, pet pillows as well. The MyPillow weighted blanket apparently is the bomb. That I don't have yet. But MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Great specials all over the site, and the promo code is SCOTT. All right, let's get a couple. I just want to burn through. We got two calls left that were left over. Let's get the Raves on the road. We were talking about Kramer and Hovind, the rhino status, the somewhat rhino status that they may or may not hold, depending on the voter you ask in North Dakota. But Ray wanted to weigh in. Ray, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I heard Kramer talking about that bill last week, and the tone in his voice spoke just a mountain of words. I knew he was going to vote yes on this thing. And somebody got to him in Hovind. And it's a shame. I like Kevin and I like Hovind, but this time around, nah, they showed a side that I just don't know if I can tolerate anymore.
All right.
I had a positive experience here yesterday. I was in the mall at Minot and in the mall parking lot, going through the mall parking lot, and there was a young family there, and I seen some cars by there, so I pulled in, and here there was a 12-year-old and a 5-year-old with their mothers, and they were selling lemonade.
Oh, great.
One little boy about 12, he had a couple pictures that he was selling. And I asked him, I said, so what are you going to do with the money? Well, I'm helping mom buy clothes for school, you know. And the mother and her friend both had small businesses. They gave me their cards. They are not originally from North Dakota, but they had businesses that they were started up. That kind of initiative is what we need to put things back on track. That's one of the things we need.
Yep, that's America. And to me, go ahead.
Yep. And the last thing is, There are more Republican states than Democrat states. I can't see why we can't take our National Guards, the ones that are at the White House, and pull them out. Pull them out of there.
And yeah, there's a lot
that would,
to that.
That would speak. What's that?
I said there's a lot to that. That would speak volumes. I know what you're saying, but there's a lot more to the logistics wise to whatever with that. But you know, going back to your comment about the lemonade stand, to me that's America. That is real. That all the rest of the blah 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 from the small amount of people with the very loud voices is not real America. Real America is lemonade stands and kids helping their parents and parents helping their kids and working hard and trying to achieve the dream. Quite simply.
Yep.
Ray, appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Dana in Fargo, we wrap with you before we get to Brent Sanford. More on Kramer and Hovind in North Dakota. Dana, what's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me on.
You bet.
Well, here's my opinion. Kramer and Hovind are just like the old Democrats who used to be in there, like back 20 years ago, where they just want to ride along and they tell you whatever you want to hear that sounds nice. And when you come to them with problems, well, they pretend they're so interested and they're going to care. And like, here's my experience with Kevin Kramer. Last August 7th on this show, he's on there on Fridays. And I asked him if the guy had an idea, you know, if he wanted to hear my idea on how to change the policies for our economy. Yep, get him on as a guest. Bring him on as a guest. You can all listen to the archives and hear it. So for the last year on Fridays, I'd say at least 26 of the 52 or more, I've been calling to try to talk to him about doing this. And all he does is run away and pretend you're not there. And when these people are talking about, you know, not being able to get their parts and whatnot, you know, it's their actions that put all this development in these other countries. And it was all sold to us on that it was going to be cheaper and better and all around better for us. And all it did was give the power to produce what we need to operate to foreign countries.
Yep.
And it's just like the beef packing plant. They're going to talk and talk and talk about antitrust. And at the same time they're talking about antitrust, behind the scenes, China's buying up the ranch and farmland. Why don't they just quit lying to us and give it up and finally tell the truth that their hypocritical oath forbids them to tell us that they are the runners of the corporate structure that destroys us?
Here's the thing I think I'm going to take a... Solid points, Dana, all the way around. You know, here's what I'm going to take away from all of the calls from you about this morning in the first hour before we get on with Brent. And Todd, Chris, let's see if you agree. We're tired of politicians. Is it safe to say? Is it safe to say that, well, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, we're just tired of talk. And I think that's why Trump was such a monolith of just action. You know, I don't care. You can't argue the action. But I think that so many people are just tired of the talk and the political speak. And I am, too. And if you think you get it in North Dakota with your senators, you should see the responses I get from Amy Klobuchar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find a couple of the emails that I get. It's the most generic political speak you've ever heard. We continue to work hard for the people of Minnesota and the U.S. Senate. We appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much for reaching out. Blah, 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 blah. It is. But again, I understand what you're dealing with on this side of the Red River with Hovind and Kramer. I do. But again, you could be doing a lot worse, but it's not my state. I don't have any skin in the game. Let's get on with our talk radio town hall. The number 800-228-0550. We got main man, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford here from the state of North Dakota. Brent's taking your calls. You got any questions for him? 701-258-0550 as well. Brent, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you this morning? Sounds like you've had some pretty good conversation already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the phone's lit up on that one. I think it's pretty much all the same side. And then someone, you know, I don't know how to respond as far as expectations go. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we've got these two guys. Who's going to primary against them? Who could beat them? Who can we expect to beat them? You know, will it happen? That's where I'm just totally... And I don't know that the numbers would be there. There's so many questions to answer about really finding someone that, you know, is going to be that true, hardcore, hardline conservative that everybody seems to want. But that's probably another conversation. What's going on in your world?
Well, it's similar to what I was just hearing. You know, we've got issues with, you know, what do we do with these COVID dollars that are in the bank that the federal government has sent to North Dakota, and, you know, it's the same topics as that infrastructure bill that just passed of, you know, making sure we can use it for what we need it for. We've got a 10-year plan for highways, for build out of pavement, and you know what? These dollars are in the bank already. They need to be spent on one-time projects that don't grow government, that don't that don't add more FTEs to government, that don't create new programs, that what they do is pay for stuff that we'd have to take from tax revenues in the next 10 years, which is, you know, I love to see highway construction. We've got a 10-year plan. We don't have near the amount of dollars coming in from general fund or from oil tax revenues, et cetera, to pay for all of that. So if these funds are here and they've already been transferred to us, and this is not the new infrastructure, this is from the Trump money, right? And so, I mean, the best way to spend this is to invest it in one-time infrastructure projects that otherwise you'd have to tax the people to do. And so I can see the reasoning here. And part of this is that the next bill is the one that our delegation really opposes. And that's the $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill, as Senator Hoeven says. And that's the one they don't want to see roll out. So this infrastructure, maybe that's a glimmer of hope for us. But the next one, that can't happen.
All right. We're on with North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Questions, comments, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Dial it up and we'll continue our Talk Radio Town Hall conversation. Friday, the 13th edition of What's on Your Mind, coming up next.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Make sure you're still awake. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, come on.
Thank God Hannon is not picking the music today, folks.
A little 311 for you. Oh, come on. So make sure you're still there. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Petro Serve USA, right? Hey, Friday the 13th lunch special is going on around the neighborhood. Valley City's got pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine, homemade from scratch. Two sloppy joes and chips in Harwood. West Main Avenue is or 12th Avenue is serving up cheese ravioli. 205 NP Avenue has chef's choice today. Glendon's got chicken pot pie, and they're serving meatballs in Yulin. And keep in mind the August specials at participating locations. All kinds of stuff. Buy one, get one free on the Old Dutch Family Pack. They've got Fresh Bay cookies, 3 for $2, and the Fountain Pops, any size during the month of August, 49 cents. I can tell you, the missus loves a fountain Coke. Every once in a while, she loves a fountain Coke. So I had to swing in and bring one home for her the other day. 49 cents for the large one. Done deal. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Talk Radio Town Hall is on with Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Number to call, 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 if you got any questions for him.
Thanks, Kevin, and Chris Larson, your super producer. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joining us here for this Talk Radio Town Hall. Lieutenant Governor, I want to talk a little bit about the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority that you head up. Of course, this was created by the signing of House Bill 1452, which created a clean, sustainable energy fund supporting low-emission technology projects, and in turn helping to provide a path forward to the critical energy industry. What's going on with that authority right now?
Well, thanks, Chris. That was a piece of legislation that the Empower Commission began, and Representative Bosch from Bismarck, Senator Patton from McKenzie County, and then the Natural Resource Committee leaders, Representative Porter from Mandan, Senator Bell from Beulah area from District 33 helped us get that through. But the concept is that we need to now commercialize these new technologies that are coming forward. And a main part of the conversation was, how do we actually move the carbon capture projects on our coal plants forward into commercialization from the research phase? We've been in research phase for quite a few years on these. We know how to do it. The projects have been constructed. They know the equipment is available. It is necessary to do this. The utilities themselves are looking at this as a path forward to keep the reliable energy that we know and love that comes from coal, where the power doesn't blink off when you've got that pile of coal beside your plant and you need that baseload power. And so the way to move forward is to put carbon capture units on. And there's advantages with not only, this is where government comes into this, where it has to be done the right way. And a lot of us would like to see less government, but in some of these cases, there's something called, there's tax law, there's tax treatment, there's funding issues that need to be addressed. And one of them is the 45Q tax credit. And so that is a tax credit given to help offset the wind and solar tax credits and favorable treatment that happens there. And this is incentivized storing CO2 in the ground. And there's a lesser amount that's available for enhanced oil recovery for utilizing that CO2. And that's what we're most excited about, is starting a CO2 economy here to not demonize carbon, but actually utilize it in ways that nature knows how to use CO2 as far as greenhouses. You can increase the yields on greenhouses 30 to 40%. We've got large-scale greenhouse operators that are looking at projects here in the state, and they're used to doing it in the Netherlands. They're based out of Canada. They've done these in Canada. They've done these in other states in the Union, in the United States. And what they need is the CO2, and we've got it. So we need to develop the CO2 economy. And the other piece is enhanced oil recovery. And we're seeing a large project by one operator in the Bowman area, bringing CO2 pipeline from Wyoming to do CO2 flood technology, where you're basically pressuring the formation on older wells with CO2 and bringing out more oil off the top. And and the CO2 stays in the ground. So you get the favorable treatment, for handling the CO2, but in the end, you're getting more oil out of these wells, less footprint, because you're not drilling a new well, you're not adding a new well location, you're using existing well location. And so we really believe this Clean Sustainable Energy Authority can help us through the next 4 years and into the future with being able to explain all the ways that we are commercializing our natural resources in a way that actually is what Wall Street is looking at, and the more of the national politics side is looking at as far as managing the CO2 as well. And this is something where we can make money doing it, and we can be responsible doing it. Results in a lot more opportunities going forward for landowners and developers. Another exciting project is the Summit Carbon Solutions project, which is, that we can actually commercialize a landowner's pore space, and they would be able to lease their pore space, which is attached to the surface. It's not like minerals. It's more like a saltwater disposal well where it's attached to the surface. And fine tuning the state law has gotten us to the point of where the CO2 can then be stored in a landowner's underground formations, and you receive payment for that, similar to if you had an oil well or a saltwater disposal well, or wind towers, except that you don't see it. It's just CO2 in the ground. So there's an opportunity for landowners there. There's also an opportunity for landowners with running the CO2 pipeline. And so, what you hear from landowners in the eastern part of the state is, hey, we don't have that oil activity like you do out west. Lieutenant Governor, we know that you know the oil business, and we do know from McKenzie County, Dunn County, Montreal, Williams, that easements for pipelines can be a burden, but it also can be monetary gain, and it's something where you're being compensated for upsetting your land, and the reclamation has to be done right in the end, but it's an income stream for those landowners. So there's a lot of opportunities out here. What that CO2 line would do is bring CO2 from ethanol plants in the Midwest to North Dakota, store them in our geology. You're not able to put CO2 in the ground in all geologies. It basically need to have an oil producing region like we have, where the rock, the underground formations, the saltwater layers, et cetera, can receive the CO2 and store it efficiently. And that happens to also be the Bakken. So the Bakken is not only where, our prolific amounts of gas and oil come out of, but it's also where you can store the CO2 and the produced water from the oil field. And that's opportunities for landowners. So all of these technologies are currently underway as far as project development. Another one is hydrogen development from our own hydrocarbons. And so, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity in the state. The legislature felt that putting it under an authority that is under the Industrial Commission called Clean Sustainable Energy Authority paints the picture that this is our energy development moving forward in a way that is exactly actually what those outside in Wall Street and the national political environment are saying we don't do, but pointing out the fact that we are being very, very responsible and stewards of our own land and minerals. And so it's an exciting opportunity we have in front of us. And I was just named the chair by Legislative Management, and we've got board members that have been placed, and they've got a lot of experience in the industry and oil and gas and coal and lignite and in the Renewable Council. So we're excited about getting moving forward on the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority.
That's exciting. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Chad in Fargo up after the break. 1-800-228-0550 or 258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan on Friday seized Kandahar and Herat, the country's second and third largest cities. With shades of the Vietnam withdrawal in 1975, President Biden is sending 3,000 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Thursday.
The Department of Defense will temporarily deploy additional personnel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. Secretary Blinken, together with Secretary Austin, had an opportunity to speak with President Ghani to coordinate our planning earlier today.
The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday approved an additional COVID-19 booster vaccination dose for those with weak immune systems or have received organ transplants. The FDA said that a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine may increase protection in those that are immunocompromised. The Center for Disease Control's advisory board is meeting Friday to discuss more recommendations for those with weak immune systems. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What's on your minds? Chris Larson, Todd Mitchell. It's a Talk Radio Town Hall special edition with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We're taking your calls at 701-258-0550. That's 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Or you can text me at 701-352-8661. Let's go to the phones. Chad in Fargo. Chad in Fargo, you have a question for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead.
Good morning, Brent. Hope you're having a great day.
Morning, Chad.
Thank you. I got a question for you. I got a couple questions, actually. The fact that North Dakota, what do we get for oil and gas and tax revenue?
Like $7 billion every 2 years. That's half of our revenues.
Okay. Right. Okay. So what did we get from this thing that Biden gave every state or whatever that hush money, whatever you want to call it, for the that Kramer and those guys voted for? How many billion did we get from that? Our state was going to get that. Like, Nebraska got $500 million.
Yeah, a billion roughly. And we already got a billion in our last tranche.
Okay.
So it's absolutely amazing.
Why in the heck would we allow Kramer and Holden sold us up the river and basically try to cut our necks off at where the golden goose brings us the gold? I don't get it. Have you guys had a conversation with those two wonderful people?
Do you mean as far as the golden, what do you mean, effect on the oil and gas?
Okay. Biden wants to get rid of gold, oil and gas altogether. Electric vehicles, they want to go all that way or whatever. The question is that Holden and Kramer and Armstrong voted for these fake infrastructure deals, which is basically going to raise North Dakota taxes quite a bit. Have you talked to him about the fact of that? Because he wants to eliminate how much oil comes out of North Dakota. In fact, he wants to get rid of oil completely in North Dakota, get the ARABs and everybody else. Have you talked to him about the stuff that basically North Dakota's revenue and where we get our revenue and everything like that, what we could do as a state? He voted against us. he voted against the people of North Dakota.
Right, and yeah, we have a lot of dialogue with the congressional delegation, and with and I think part of the issue here is there's two bills that are out there, and this last one was infrastructure, and what they're saying is it's for I don't think we've seen the language yet myself at the state level, but what they're saying is what they can tell was passed on the Senate. Now, mind you, it has not passed the House. And so watch what happens on the House. But on the Senate, it was things were noted like highways and carbon capture projects and water infrastructure. Those are things that we customarily do with our own dollars, right? What the danger is the next bill that's the electrification and all of the liberal progressive concepts that they want to throw in the next bill. And that's where we'll see what maybe is happening is trying to get some of the moderate Democrats to not vote for that, because that's the one that's totally a bridge too far. But to your point on oil and gas, the I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but the Biden administration to say that the answer to high gas prices is for OPEC to open the spigots and produce more oil is so absurd and so offensive. We put out a press release right away saying, let us fuel and feed the world like we do, Mr. President. We are the ones that know how to do this responsibly. That's my whole first riff on clean, sustainable energy authorities. We're doing it already. We are the best stewards of our land. All someone has to do is come and look at what coal reclamation looks like. They can't tell if that field was a coal mine before or if it's been farmed for the last 100 years. There's no way to tell. It's done so well. Go to the oil and gas regions right now. It's not like California or Texas where they have wells every 5 feet. We have horizontal drilling. It's very organized. It's much like a manufacturing environment. Every 2 miles, you have a drilling line, and then they do the laterals 2 and 3 miles underground, and you don't see those laterals. And we're responsibly mining out that oil. We know where it is. It's 99% success ratio. It's not wasting dollars on pads. But guess what? We need the federal government to come and take a look at that. We have had the EPA director here. We've got interior officials coming next week. Senator Hovind's bringing them. Senator Kramer brought the EPA head out to see what we do. And it's a hard conversation with this administration, but we've got to keep trying to communicate with them that they back down on some of these terrible, movements that the Obama administration did with Waters of the U.S. and Clean Power Plan. So, yeah, it's very vigorous in our conversation at the federal level and with the senators and Representative Armstrong of protecting our way of life. But the simple fact
I think I know who our next senator is going to be. I think it's going to be you. Get rid of the guys in Washington. Get fresh guys in there. They're staunch Republican.
Well, this administration thinking the answer to high gas prices is not that it's not energy dominance from ourselves, like President Trump was preaching, is absurd to think that our enemies should be producing more oil. Sovereign regimes that fought against us, regimes like Iran and like Russia, that makes no sense at all, especially when you have the Permian, the Eagle Ford, and our Bakken that are primed to do a lot more than what they already do. I mean, we are on cruise control. It's just humming out in the Bakken, but it's not in a pedal to the metal like it was 10 years ago when I was in Wofford City. It's not like that. It's a lot more relaxed, but we could put a lot more rigs to work and produce more oil responsibly, but we'd have to have support from our own federal government. So it was very shocking to see those headlines yesterday that they don't even think of jobs and tax growth and tax base and community growth in our own country, that they think that OPEC should produce more oil. So, yeah, it's going to be a really difficult 3.5 more years, believe me, but we're up to the task. It takes a lot of communication, and one thing that's good is they constrain supply so much that the price is high. So production is worth it to keep after it in Western North Dakota, but with that constrained supply comes them trying to tell us what we can and can't do with federal minerals production for one thing. So it's difficult when you have an administration that doesn't see it the same way. But we're succeeding on some aspects of this.
Chad and Fargo, thanks for your call. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joining us for a talk radio town hall. You can get in line now. Open lines 1-800-228-0550 or locally 701-258-0550. Nobody on the phones. Give us a call now if you want to get in with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Brent, something that came up yesterday, and I was going to mention it to you earlier, population numbers are out. You happy to see what's going on in North Dakota? It looks like we've last 10 years from the last census, we've gained population.
Right, and the census did a good job of interim count, and probably from the cries they heard from out west 10 years ago, but when the Bakken had really started roaring, and then the census was taken, and we gained a few hundred people in the census in Wexford City and McKenzie County. It was, they didn't count the folks that were there that were living in temporary accommodations, but they got a lot better at counting folks in the interim, and so the estimates went up and up and up as the population grew, and so to see that McKenzie County was in national headlines of having the highest growth percentage is not a surprise to any of us from out there or anyone in the state really, but to actually have it official is very good for me to be able to see personally as a native of McKenzie County and what we went through during the Bakken oil boom. But that, you know, with that comes challenges, and those challenges have been constantly addressed and ebbing and flowing. But to get federal funds distributed based on a real number of the number of people that are there is a big deal for counties and states and communities, and so that it's important that the census counts are closer to reality now. What that's going to bring in the short term is a lot of dialogue and debate about redistricting, and you heard some of that at the Greater North Dakota Chamber panels yesterday. You know, there was accusations that the Republican majority is constantly redistricting to the point that makes a benefit to them. But you know, with the distribution we have of only 14 Democrats in the House, I don't know how drawing those lines would spread them out a lot more. But the real interesting thing is that the growth areas are the entire western edge. So that's Williston, Wexford City, Dickinson. And so there will need to be some shrinking of districts and maybe even moving districts over that way. And the other huge growth area is, obviously, if anybody's been to, I don't know what you call the North Forest area, if you call it Southwest Fargo or you call it Southwest Fargo, but that area is booming and have added a lot of population into three districts out there, 27, 16, and 22, I believe. And so there will have to be movement of districts, and that becomes a huge debate. Generally, you have more of a, you know, 6-month process to look at it, but it looks to me like it's going to have to be, I'm trying to remember when that special session would need to be held, but it seems like it's around November, so there'll be pretty vigorous debate the next 2 or 3 months, I'm assuming, in the press and obviously in legislative circles and with those legislators that are on redistricting of how those lines are drawn for the future legislative districts in the state.
Great things happening in North Dakota. One of those things is carbon capture. We talk a lot about carbon capture. How are the projects going on our other coal power plants in North Dakota?
Well, we've got to get that Coal Creek transaction finished up, and Minnesota threw a little wrinkle by delaying the comment period. And so, you know, still rushing for a fall closing of that, of the ownership change. And then our understanding is the carbon capture project would commence. And so then you'd have your second coal plant in active project mode, to second one, you know, to obviously Project Tundra that's been moving forward for quite a few years. And in addition to those, we've already been capturing carbon at the Dakota gasification for the last 30 years, I believe. And so that's one that people don't realize. We already know how to do this here. And that's been capturing the CO2 from the coal production and then gasifying and then creating syngas, and at the same time piping CO2 to Canada to use in the oil fields in the Weyburn, Saskatchewan area. And, you know, so we are pioneers of carbon capture, know how to do it. It's just a matter of, you know, do we really need to put a $1 billion addition onto these plants? One might argue that these plants are 40 years old. So what was the, you know, how long do you operate one plant? And what's your next phase of improvements? Is it to build a brand new one, or is it to retrofit for the current technologies where we know, you know, better how to handle the CO2 and handle the particulate, and there's ways to keep the regional haze issues in check with handling the particulate before it comes out of the smokestack and the CO2, and just keep, you know, fine-tuning that. And that seems to be where our utilities are at, carbon capture, to move forward on those projects. We also have ethanol plants moving forward on it. So there's a lot of activity in carbon capture right now.
Back with more on What's On Your Mind after this final segment with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Last chance for your call, 701-280-5050.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, masks, and forced vaccinations on Stinchfield tonight, 7 p.m. Central, as he exposes the dangers to you and your family. Over 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. RTC, Dactel, NDTC, NCC, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, AT&T, Dish, Fubo. Check your cable guide. But remember, Newsmax is not carried by Medco. It's true, Medco carries 11 liberal news channels but won't carry Newsmax. Many Medco customers are letting Medco know they're switching services to get Newsmax. So call Medco and let them know you can do that too. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app. I watched Stinchfield and love it on Newsmax. You should too. Tune in and find out why Newsmax is the fourth highest cable-rated news channel in America.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain, 69 cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32 ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch family packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Getting your vehicle in for service sometimes can be a hassle. However, a free service loaner at Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac will really help. Call ahead. They'll have everything ready. You won't miss a beat. Schwann, Buick, GMC at 701-663-7484. 663-7484. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
49 minutes past the hour is what's on your mind. Dean in Western North Dakota. Dean in Western North Dakota has a question on trucking. Dean, welcome to What's on Your Mind with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
So, yeah, everybody in this
You know, I'm a rancher in western North Dakota, and everybody knows there's a lot of unanswered questions on. There's going to be a lot of hay and a lot of cattle moving all over the state, and probably a lot of them out of state this fall. Is there going to be any assistance, or is the DOT going to, like, waive some of the laws on hauling wide loads? Stuff like that, I guess. There's just a lot of stuff out there that's going to get moved probably way more than any other normal year.
Yeah, thanks for the question. We just did another executive order to loosen up some of the regulations on that, and I hope that we've done everything that's possible. I mean, if there's a playbook when there's a drought, and when hay is going to be hauled around, and so you look at the CDL requirements, the hours of driving, all this stuff, and we just did another executive order, and we're in constant communication with the stockmen's, with the ag department, and so Commissioner Goring has been very busy on making sure that we're doing what we can, and all those, you know, it's a playbook that's been done before, so we want to make sure we're not forgetting one of those pieces. So make sure that you're checking with what the latest requirements are, and if we're missing something. But yeah, we just had another press release the other day, this week, I believe, on loosening up some of those restrictions, because yeah, there's going to have to be a lot of hay moving around, and there's just no way around it. It's just devastating what's happened out there. Yeah,
last time they had that, all that stuff kind of thrown in the ditch. They let guys haul hay after dark, and I don't really agree with that, because I was hauling hay also, but daylight hours only. I was beating trucks at night, and that's a pretty good surprise to a person. You don't see that load coming at you, especially on narrow two-lane highways that we do have out here in western North Dakota. So, yeah, I guess I agree with a lot of that stuff. But just hauling in wide loads at night is probably a little more dangerous than it could be prevented, I guess.
All right. That's
all my comments, yeah. I guess, and I appreciate you guys doing what you do. I'm glad there's somebody that wants to stick their neck out and put up with all of us people out here.
No. Hey, that's what public service is. It's a blessing. It's something where you have to try to help with solutions from government side. I mean, that's why Governor Burgum and I are in office, is try to help so government's not in the way, because the private citizens and the private sector is what makes the world go around. And so, you know, we try to help. But I'll send that feedback back into our office, that we prefer not to have it after dark. And I agree. I mean, it's just been, we had a close friend passing away on the two-lane on the 85 again, this, you know, 20-year-old gal. It's just heartbreaking, and it's just, you know, those two-lane highways are dangerous, and so that's good feedback for us in policymaking. Thank you for that.
Brent, is there any talk about a special session to deal with some of the relief? I know ranchers are feeling a lot of pain with this drought. Is there any talk about a special session?
We always talk about special session, but And we actually had a dialogue with the majority leaders this week about it. And, you know, they're concerned about how you keep it to a certain amount of time, and then got to make sure that there's concrete proposals to be able to move forward with. And, you know, what we're hearing is that, you know, farmers and ranchers don't want to take out more loans when you're under stress. It's something where you basically, like anyone, you borrow money when you're feeling optimistic and things are going well and you're willing to expand and keep things moving forward. And when you're worried about yields and livelihoods and potentially having to sell off part of your herd, you know, they're not really interested in borrowing money. But a lot of those programs are available at, you know, zero or very low interest. So to come up with those grant programs that make sense, you know, and seeing what's going to come from the Fed, I mean, that's the conversations that are happening. We know there has to be a special session for redistricting. And so it's a conversation going on now with legislative management and majority leaders of, you know, what are the reasons that you need to have a special session before redistricting? And obviously if there's a drought response package that has to be, the appropriation ability to receive the funds from the Fed, if there's federal funds that come, or if there's any grant programs that are put together, you know, from the ag department, et cetera, that we would, you know, that'd be part of a package. So yeah, and make sure the dialogue just keeps moving with the Stockman's groups and the commodities groups and the, you know, with the ag commissioner, with the governor's office, to make sure those, you know, those ideas are being accumulated one place. And also your local legislators. I mean, you look at your legislators that are strong in ag. I mean, they're really good advocates for coming in to their leaders and saying, this is what we need to do. So don't forget about your local legislators either. There's a lot of them that are having a lot of meetings and trying to help as well.
And definitely you guys in the office of the governor and lieutenant governor, you guys feel the pain of these farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, they're our friends and neighbors, and it's devastating. You know, it's the first words coming out this spring where I'm probably have to sell 100 pair, you know. So, I mean, if you're hurt, if you're starting to reduce your herd that you've worked for a generation on genetics, that's a very sad.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.